It's amazing when you think about it, what happens, what transpires between the oncology team and a young patient like this with triple negative disease, trying to cope with the cancer and at the same time having the courage to say, I'm thinking maybe I'll be okay. Let's, see if I can do something about fertility. What a amazing situation to see people go through. How does she do with all this?
Well, and at the same time, I have to say that at the same time, for a young woman who's working, they're worried about work. Are they going to keep their job? Are they going to be relevant? Are they going to get, somebody's going to get rid of them because they're not there? If they know they have cancer, do they think they won't be there in 2 years? So they're not going to, people worry about that. They also worry about the appearance of, again, not having hair. That's one issue. And then another issue which comes up with young women because of reading on the internet is they worry about maybe they're going to have so-called chemo brain, and they won't be able to think as well or do their job as well. And I've really reassured women about that, that a lot of it is the pre-medications and rescue medications for nausea. And with our current chemotherapy treatments for young women, we really don't see appreciable chemotherapy brain, so to speak, that's long-lasting. I think anytime you're not sleeping well, you're taking lorazepam and feeling nauseated or, coming in all the time and worrying, not sleeping well because of hot flashes, you're going to have some word-finding difficulties and things like that, but this isn't a long-lasting issue. The other thing just to mention about adjustment is that if you have access to psychology or some kind of supportive mechanism, it's really helpful. I find support groups aren't so useful if they're all cancer because you have, people in all stages and all ages, but there are some blogs online of young women's groups with breast cancer, and we have a local group here that's been incredibly supportive and helpful for women. And I think it's really worthwhile to refer these young women for some of those supportive groups because it can be tremendously helpful at a time when psychologically they're feeling so vulnerable.